Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
1-0, B. Mitchell Finley, 1-0-6-7 The Fan. Very excited right now to get to the BetQL guest line, joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockefora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider's calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May yo game day be delicious. JLC, what's up, dude? How are you?
I like that.
I'm doing well now. Somebody there knows me. Playing the special. Mayo. Let's go.
Yeah, that
what's
was...
What's up, Jay?
That was Landfill taking
hey,
care of you.
Hey, what's going
right
on,
there.
B-Mitch? Yeah, Shut somebody up. Knows me. I love it.
Dude, I want to go around the league with you, but you are boots on the ground in Baltimore. We are here in Ashburn, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
This is a big game, and it's not a big game for like the normal, oh, the Ravens are going to beat up on the Burgundy and Gold.
Right.
Washington's coming up there with a team that can play. What do you think?
I think it should be a hell of a football game. Consider me with the public on this one. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be fun. I think both these defenses are going to have their hands full. I think the Ravens, I mean, I'm not going to, like, not telling anything, you know, no breaking news, but, you know, I think the Ravens have the deeper team. I think the Ravens have the better team. The Ravens are more equipped to, excuse me, to find ways to win games in different ways over a larger period of time. So I think the Ravens are going to win this football game, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I wouldn't feel comfortable laying the 6.5. But I think when push comes to shove, and again, I don't fancy either defense, but I think Washington's defense is going to get pretty, maybe exposed a little bit more than Baltimore's when it's all said and done.
But the Ravens normally have a very good defense. I couldn't say it that defense looks like the ones that, like they normally have. What is it about the defense that they're lacking compared to what they used to have?
Their game day play caller, who was also their D coordinator, for my money, one of the best secondary coaches of players and scheme in the NFL, and Denard Wilson, who now has, I believe, the second-ranked defense in the NFL in yards per pass with the Titans. Their ringleader up front, Anthony Weaver's now running Miami's defense.
Yeah.
It's a tall order for Zach Orr. You know, when Mike McDonald took over here, everybody wanted Wink Martindale out of temp. You know, if you want to blitz 60% of the time and leave, you know, backup corners on an island against, you know, Cooper Kupp and stuff like that, like, you can do it. But when that blitz stops getting home, brother, you know, and Joe Burrow is hanging 550 on you, like, without even, you know, breaking a sweat, you probably have to go. So McDonald came in, and it was like a real reboot. poor Zach Orr's coming in. They had the greatest defense in NFL history, if you want to just look at a triple crown, which nobody had won, right? Fewest points, most sacks, most takeaways. And they didn't lose, you know, but what, three times last year? And should have gone to a Super Bowl, and they did lose some talent, and now Zach Orr's got to come in. Oh, yeah, and they lost, you know, Jannard Wilson and Anthony Weaver. And Zach Wilson's never called plays before. At least Mike McDonald had done it at Michigan. And it's like, oh, yeah, and we're going to give you a staff. And the only guy who's coached in the league a decade is an inside linebackers coach. And we're not going to go get you Leslie Frazier. Mike McDonald's going to go get him and take him to Seattle. You know what I mean? I feel like it was very naive how they set this up. And I wrote about it in the Washington Post. And 2 hours later, they hired a guy I told them to hire, Dean Pease, which they should have done in the spring. So I think, it, you know, communication errors. I mean, when Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith don't look like all pros anymore, it might be the scheme and not the dudes. You know what I mean? Like, it might be that the collective, that these guys are not being put in positions to thrive.
How much difference
can
Pease make?
And I think Pease will help.
How much difference can he make, I mean, almost right away?
Well, I mean, I guess it would depend how much he's involved on the headset, which they're not, you know what I mean? Which they're not going to
tell us.
They're not going to tell us that. You know what I mean? But, like, is he going to be sitting right next to Zach Orr? You know what I mean? Like, is Orr going to stay on the sidelines, or is Orr going to maybe go upstairs? And is he going to have,
you talking about,
you know,
Zach Orr,
DPs
T.O.'s
in the booth with him?
This is Terry Orr's son, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, he's only 32, former player. Like, I
so
think
Zach
he'll be
is
great.
The D coordinator.
Zach's the D coordinator.
Wow,
of the Ravens,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, he's never done it before, and he's been around great coaches, and 3 years from now, he might be another NFL head coach, because that's what happens to, you know, Ravens defensive coordinators. But the staff got gutted and the roster got gutted a little bit, and they didn't build up a whole lot of infrastructure. And Harbaugh can help, but, like, their offensive line coach also passed away in September, right? So and the head coach has got a lot of other stuff to deal with. So I just think they really needed another veteran set of eyes and ears through the week. And you know, involved to some degree, at least, in game day. Now, I don't know how much changes this week, but I think it certainly can make a difference over time.
Well, Jason, with a defense that is scuffling a bit, and certainly in the past, what kind of threat do you think Jaden Daniels and this Washington offense is to getting a win this weekend?
I mean, I the Ravens have their hands full. You know, the one thing they can do is stop the run. Now, they haven't faced anybody, you know, who runs the ball with any real sort of tenacity or veracity. Like, Buffalo can, but Buffalo was down 21-3 early in that game. James Cook only touched the ball 10 times. Josh Allen's left hand was still banged up. He wasn't really running that much. So, like, you know, they haven't, you know, they faced Dallas, can't run the ball. You know what I mean? They faced the Raiders, can't run the ball. Like, the Bengals, you know, Bengals wanted to throw on them because it's a terrible secondary, and the Bengals don't run the ball that well. So this will be a different test for them, and it's a four-headed monster there in the run game. So, but saying all that, I think they'll hold up pretty well there. You know, this kid Travis Jones is legit. Justin, I gotta stop saying, Nnamdi Matabike is an All-Pro player. You know, they've got depth on the D-line. But you can throw the ball on them. I mean, you can throw the ball in all quadrants of the field on them. You can beat them on bubble screens. You can beat them on shallow crosses. Just go watch the Kansas City film from week one, and everybody's duplicated that. You can isolate Roquan Smith in coverage and get him in trouble. You know, the kid Trenton Simpson, who's replacing Patrick Queen's, got a long way to go in coverage. Kyle Hamilton, they refuse to really get in dime and let him be a robber. Some of the stuff might change with Dean Pease, but, like, he's not being put in a position to affect the ball enough. Marlon Humphrey's having a rough year. Like, he should be in the slot, but he's still playing primarily on the boundary. Communication errors. I mean, they're getting beat on deep balls. It's been a disaster. Like, they're bottom five defense when they sit back and play zone, if you look at opposing quarterback rating, and they're a bottom five defense when they blitz. Like, people are beating them both ways. So they've got some things they need to get cleaned up, undoubtedly. And again, I think Washington will find some joy.
Looking at the Jaden Daniels here, and you know, you've watched a lot of football. Did you imagine him being that good?
No, I mean, eventually. Like, I mean, you can go back to a lot of what I wrote in the Washington Post with the evaluators I trust for saying, like, my guys are like, look, he's got even a higher upside than Caleb Williams. Now, can you get him there? How quickly can you get him there? But The fact that he has been the best of breed so quickly among that cohort doesn't surprise me. The fact that you can make the case he's been a top three quarterback in the NFL through his first 6 weeks in the league, that surprises me. Especially when, you know, look, I've not been a big Cliff Kingsbury guy. I think it's well documented how poorly it went with Kyler Murray. So, you know, like, I don't think Cliff Kingsbury was the initial first choice because I don't think the head coach was the initial head, you know, first choice. But so I had some trepidation. How good is that offensive line? Will Kingsbury be committed to the run enough? Will they run the ball well enough to incubate this kid? And they've checked every box. They've double-checked every box, plus, plus across the board. I wasn't banking on that. Did I think the kid could play and play winning football right away and show that he has the ability at times to be special? Yeah, I didn't think that we'd go 3 weeks through the season and the ball wouldn't touch the ground and they're not punting. Like, I didn't think that was happening.
Yeah, I can't imagine
that
many.
That
did,
was remarkable.
Talking with Jason Lockett for the Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or any grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. JLC, I know you got your show starting at 2:00 in Baltimore. Obviously, there's a ton of attention on this Ravens Commanders game, but I'd be nuts, because I know how unfiltered you are, to not ask you about this Jets, Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers situation.
About the liars. I'm going to say it like that.
Aaron wants you to know, Jason, that he had nothing to do with any of this.
Sure. But the Bobo owner already came out and said, I talked to him on the phone the night before he was fired. Like, come on.
And but he said he only talked about him getting 60,000 yards.
Right. Stop.
Yeah, right.
Look, this thing has been it's been a clown show, a gong show since they were pursuing him. I mean, the pursuit and how naive the pursuit was, and how they were putty in Mark Murphy's hands, and how this went from being addition by subtraction and how much of the contract do we have to eat to get him out of here to these other guys are going to take the whole thing on. They're going to give us real value for it. And they're going to extend it. Like, and they're going to rework the thing and throw more future guarantees at him. I mean, it's only the Jets. I mean, if Snyder was still running that team, maybe it would have been that, you know, like there's only a few people. Haslam. I mean, even in a league where most owners are pretty horse bleep and really have no chance to win ever. Even among that lowest common denominator group in terms of really knowing how to win, this guy stands out as an absolute loser. So, no, it wasn't going to work. And then, you know, I mean, how could anybody who's ever been around a professional sports team watch Hard Knocks and think it was going to work? Like, and that's before the dude had even played a snap for him. And then he gets hurt. And if you watch the film in 2022, that's why nobody else besides the Jets was going to take him at face value and keep paying him that kind of money. And then he gets hurt, and he can't show up for mandatory work.
Yeah.
And then he comes out looking like garbage and only wants to throw to the running backs and chuck and duck. And then when he finally does push the ball downfield, he throws it 22 times to one guy to the point where they know where the ball's going, so let's just start picking it off? Nah, man. You know, it's good luck, man. I hope you're like me and faded the Jets. I like making money off Woody Johnson. Just fade Woody Johnson. It'll pay for everybody's Christmas presents, Hanukkah presents, birthday presents. You'll be fine. Just fade the Jets in the betting markets.
I love that. In the last week, I got to cover Commanders Browns and watch what ownership has done to a really good defense. And then this week, I got to watch from afar as the Jets just imploded. And I got to remind myself as I sit in Ashburn in the Commanders Park facility that stuff used to happen here, and it's over now. And it's a crazy feeling.
It is.
Long overdue. Long overdue. But, yeah, it's a joke. I mean, the Cleveland Browns are averaging 3.8 yards a play. Like that clown has played 17 games as their quarterback. They've got 27 offensive touchdowns in those 17 games. Like, they're converting 18% of their third downs. You know. All right, knock yourself out, Haslam.
I know you got a show to do. Starts at 2:00, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Say hello to Ken. Thank you for making time for us,
JLC.
All right,
JLC. Be cool, brother.
Will do. Thanks. B. Mitch, we're coming for you tomorrow, brother.
All right, man. Got me.
All right.
Jason.
Thanks,
take care, man.
Thanks, Jason. Odyssey NFL Insider, Jason Lockham, for a host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. I like what Mayo's trying to do with that ad. It's kind of fun.
Mayo.
You can check out the Inside Access show with Jason and Kim Weinman up in Ballmer, 105.7. They're on from 2 to 6, I believe. I didn't do it, Brian, and I think you should be proud of me. I did not ask JLC about the Orioles because I've kind of handled everything pretty well, kept it to myself. He is not. I don't know if you follow Jason on Twitter. He did not handle the Orioles collapse.
Well, you trying to act like well. You did. I think you were high on the Orioles. I think you lost some money on that, Jay.
Not much, but.
But I know you lost some money. Because you were, like, high very early.
I'm not thrilled about it. Yeah. I'm not thrilled about it. Mm-hmm. What's going on in the chat? There's a million people asking for the address. Is some dude sending us golf balls? Did I see
that? No, man. You got to learn to follow stuff.
I can't keep up.
Send some JD5 hats.
Okay. Terrific. Yeah. Listen, I know there were a whole bunch of people on the show sheet. I think we can, because some dude yelled at me that we haven't taken calls, I think we could take calls. Can we sneak one in? I know we got Rosenberg coming up next, but Jason had to bounce, so.
Sneak it in.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Because I was supposed to do this. We should give away Africa Cup tickets, I'm guessing, right, Landfill? Do you want to do that now or after Rosenberg? Let's do that right now. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to the Africa Cup 2024, Saturday, October 12th, DC United versus Asante Kotoko SC at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. I thought Jason was dead on with the Ravens. If you look at their... particularly their secondary struggling right yeah. now, their mm-hmm. struggles in the past defense, they got gutted on the coaching staff.
They did.
And that happens to good teams.
But it happens to good teams, but you have to realize, like, that team has been good so long that I think you need to be more prepared because you know it happens to you every year. So why not have some – hell, every time Kansas City wins something, somebody come take the offensive coaches. And then the next year they're back there again. So – I guess they overlooked and just were thinking that nothing is going to happen. And then, bam, it did. But, you know, you got a person in place now, in Zach Orr, where he shouldn't be taking all the blame. You know what I mean? Right. I've never done this before. You trusted upon me.
I don't know that he is either. Like, and the way Harbaugh is, the way he develops his staff, like if I had to guess, and I don't know.
Well, he's taking blame for it.
For the media, for sure.
Whether or not he's doing it. So where are they getting the information?
Yeah.
Are they assuming? I doubt it.
The one thing, and I don't know the answer to this, right? But Mike McDonald is considered by a lot to be kind of the schematic genius dude. He's very young, and his defense has had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. McDonald gets a head coaching job with the Seahawks. Okay. I imagine the Ravens were prepared for that outcome at some point. Mm-hmm. But if you remember, Anthony Weaver, who the Commanders, I believe, interviewed for head coach.
Yes.
Weaver was the veteran. Weaver was the guy that had been there through ups, downs, all good, bad. Mm-hmm. Anthony Weaver was probably the real – I don't want to – like, he probably – maybe not as important because he wasn't the play caller, but was super important.
They say he was the motivator. He was the guy that got guys fired up and guys wanted to play for him.
Dude, I mean, he was associate head coach,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I don't know that they knew they were going to lose him also. Because I wonder if he doesn't just take over as D coordinator.
Will it be better?
Well, he took the Dolphins job.
Yeah.
And maybe he wanted a fresh start, whatever it was. But I think you could sustain losing McDonald if you still have Weaver. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could sustain losing Weaver if McDonald's still there. But losing both those guys on a staff where those guys get talked about all the time, I think was a huge blow, man.
Oh, yeah. Had to be.
And let's hope... it's still a problem on Sunday when the Commanders go up there.
Yeah.
Whatever Dean Pease is going to be, do it next week, dude. Yeah. Peter Rosenberg.
Take 2 weeks to get it right.
Yeah, Peter Rosenberg joins us next. You remember when Landfill kept messing with Rosenberg and was playing like Alanis Morissette and stuff for his intro?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you hear that song, it means it's time to get smarter. Talk to our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, at Rosenberg Radio on X and Instagram. And from what I understand, you are traveling south this weekend. Peter, what up, dude?
That's right. I'm feeling it.
How fired up are you that you are going to Baltimore to watch Commanders Ravens?
Well, listen, I was planning on going home for the Jewish holiday, see my parents.
Okay.
And then the opportunity came up. A friend of ours, you might remember, Tyler Mann, reached out to me.
Okay.
Said he had tickets in Baltimore. And to me, the interesting piece here is just that I've never had an interest in going to a game in Baltimore before. Like, it just... The idea, I've been to a Ravens game once, some unrelated random playoff game many years ago, but the idea of going to a Washington game in Baltimore was not appealing to me. The likelihood of being embarrassed by our 95 rivals was just too daunting. And now, listen, we may win, we may lose, but I feel a lot better about the experience. And frankly, guys, I have a belief right now that this Sunday will truly launch the beginning of the Washington-Baltimore rivalry. That's my hunch.
So does that.
Let me ask y'all a question real quick, though. Somebody hit me to this morning. They said they keep saying the Battle of the Beltways, but they say the Parkway connects Baltimore in this area. So shouldn't it be the Battle of the Parkway?
It just doesn't hit the same way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because the Parkway connects both.
True. It's the BW Parkway.
They have their Beltway, we have our Beltway, so we're not really battling Beltways.
Right.
I think Battle of the Beltway works because both cities have a Beltway, and I don't think any other cities have a Beltway.
The Parkway
right?
is something that connects both of us. So
no, here's what you need.
We're going to take over this thing that connects us both.
The real thing, it should be the battle for the heart of Columbia. You know, just pick a suburb right smack in the middle. It's the battle for Ellicott City.
The battle for BWI. Winner gets the airport.
Right.
Well, dude, it sounds like you feel somewhat confident in Washington going to Baltimore and getting the dub.
I love the Commanders to cover the number. The number is disrespect. Again, now it's disrespect. Now it's three straight weeks. So it was 3.5. They were 3.5-point dogs at Arizona, which was wild. They were only a 3-point favorite at home against Cleveland, which felt wild. It felt like Vegas knew something in both cases. They didn't. Mm-hmm. 6.5 to me. I asked my co-host at work, what do y'all think the number is? And they both suggested they thought, I think one said 3.5, one said 4.5. So those are objective observers. So then when you see that it starts at 6.5, is it still 6.5, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's holding pretty steady, which I kind of find surprising.
I saw a tweet that you put up this week, JP, about how dominant the Baltimore defense is against the run and how susceptible they are against the pass. And sort of like I expected a shootout against Cincinnati, I expect a shootout against Baltimore. And I just – listen, I don't believe we'll lose by more than a touchdown. I think we'll play close. I really think we could win this game. I don't know if I'm going to jump out and, like, say we're going to win just because I don't want to be that guy this fast to say that, you know, we've played great for a few games in a row and we're ready to knock off a team that's perennially great in their house. But I love our chances to play a competitive game this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what really I think is problematic here is Washington's defense. What's the real unit? Is the real unit the one that couldn't really get stops against the Giants or the Bucks and kind of perhaps got lucky that the Giants kicker was hurt? Or is the real unit the one... You could say what you want about the Browns offense and Deshaun Watson just being completely ineffective, but that Arizona offense is pretty darn good, and they just beat the Niners, and Washington held them to 14 points in their building. Like, what is the real group here? Dorrance Armstrong all of a sudden is a terror on the defensive line. You know what I mean? So, I think the biggest question is Derrick Henry specific. How concerned are you about Henry controlling this game for Baltimore?
Oh, I think the run game for Baltimore could be a problem in general. I think Henry could be a problem. I think Lamar doing Lamar stuff could be a problem. I think they're going to move the ball on us. Like, don't get me wrong. The defense at this point appears to be worlds better than when we spoke a few weeks ago. And I now believe you all of a sudden, like, the amount of people who have reached out to me about Luvu this week alone, right? Like, there are players on this defense who people were not talking about 6 weeks ago who they're now excited about. And I think there's reason for that. But I do think Derrick Henry is a problem. And I do think the run game will be a problem. There's going to be a lot of points scored. You just have to keep scoring
points. The way you attack a team with a Derrick Henry in the backfield, you got to make him stop his feet. Because if he can hit the line full speed, he's a problem. But when he starts to chop his feet, he doesn't normally have good games.
So how do you do that?
They have to be able to stifle the guys at the line of scrimmage and be able to disengage. Because the way that they, like, get up the field a lot sometimes, you leave a running lane for you, that could be a problem with him.
Well, listen, I've been excited all week to talk to you guys because, you know, I'm not even kidding. My life is, like, different as a result of what's going on. Like, I know everybody in the DMV feels that way. But understand, I'm in a city, I've been here now, guys, for 17 years.
Wow.
Everyone here knows I am the Washington guy. They have all dogged me out many, many times. The people are coming up to me like I personally just accomplished something. It's amazing. I just want to tell you, it has been amazing. And I'm no longer fighting it off. I'm not doing this. I've heard it on your show. I've been listening back on the podcast this week, and I hear it from people. There's this tepid waiting for the other shoe to drop. Listen, it's sports. Something bad can always happen. God forbid, it's always there. That's sports. But I'm here to tell you, DMV, the boogeyman is dead. That's over. That shoe's not dropping again. I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we won't stumble down the stretch and end up with a record that we're now disappointed in being 4-1. But what I'm telling you is the mojo that killed us for so long is gone. So let's stop waiting for it to drop, and let's just enjoy the hell out of a time. Hey, maybe we'll get stomped this week. I don't know. But it doesn't change what the last four have been, guys. I want to just enjoy it without having to add a caveat or parentheses every single time.
There you go.
I love that.
I agree with that.
Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio. Nobody's got more jobs than Peter. WWE.
You do.
No, not more than him, dude.
Oh, I can name him right now, Jay. You got six jobs.
He stays out here.
How has it been on ESPN New York, which is probably one of the biggest sports talk stations in the country? You got national guests on all the time, Steve Young, whoever else you got. And I know how you are, and you sneak in your Jaden questions. What has that conversation been like? And at this point, are you not even sneaking it? Because Jaden is a national topic.
You answered the question. I don't have to sneak it. I'm not getting the pushback from my co-hosts that I would have gotten in the past, because they know that it's an undeniably interesting and compelling story. And the guest that we talked to, Steve is no longer on the show, which stinks, by the way, because after he left ESPN, even though he still wanted to be with us, there was some rule because I think he was still getting paid by the company, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But, like, we talk to SVP every week. You know he's happy to talk about it.
Of course.
We talked to Dan Orlovsky, who's just a quarterback guy. He's excited to talk about it. So everybody that we've brought in to talk football is excited to talk about this team. I don't know if you saw my post I put up on Instagram the other day, also at Rosenberg Radio, but I've been throwing up a lot of Commander stuff
there. Oh, the text threads?
Yeah.
Saw that one.
Was the awesome text I got. So the producer of our morning show is a friend of mine named RJ, and he randomly, B-Mitch, he texts me at like 3:15 last Sunday afternoon, and the Washington game was the game in New York on Sunday. I didn't have to watch the ticket. It was on free TV just the way it shook out. And he texts me and he says, "I don't think I've ever said this in the history of our friendship. Your football team is a joy to watch."
Wow.
And this is a football fan. This is a San Francisco 49er football fan, a guy who appreciates and knows the game well. Everyone is enjoying watching this team right now, and it's really hard not to. They say the right things. They're doing the right things. Dan Quinn, guys, in the offseason, I was sitting here telling you, I don't know. Through week one, I said, I don't know. It feels like Ron Rivera wearing a fake mustache. You know, I really was like, is this the same thing? Nah, there's an energy about Quinn that's totally different. I remember I was asking you about the backwards hat. Now I like the backwards hat. He's a fun-loving guy. Right. I like this guy.
It's funny how it happens.
Hey, man. Hey, winning cures all.
Dude, real quick, because I got to ask, are Mets fans more fired up, or are Jets fans more sullen, depressed, sunken? Like, who's where on the scale of what's going on up there?
Of the highest emotion? I would say the Mets thing is the biggest thing smoking right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's hard. But it's pretty wild.
It's hard to hate on this. I mean, they have put together wins that are just mind-blowing. Even last night, and what's kind of, you look at the box score, it's a regular game, but down 1-0, feeling like this thing could go the wrong way, and then Lindor hits a grand slam. That guy is the true MVP of the league, in my opinion. He's been an absolute monster. People are super happy. The nervous fan base here is the Yankees. That's their they're the ones, like, even last night they eked it out, but
they
everything
squeaked
seems,
that thing, dude.
Oh man, it seems so hard. We opened the show yesterday, Rodgers, and did a lot of Rodgers talk, and I looked on my social media and was getting a lot of pushback from people like, who gives a damn about Aaron Rodgers? Let's talk about the Mets. So listen,
well, they know Aaron Lyons, so that's why they don't want to hear about it.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. But you know,
are there people out there that actually think he's not lying?
So it's not. I think everybody thinks that it wasn't the full on truth. The question is who pulled the trigger, and I think a lot of people here know Woody well enough to think it's well within Woody's possible outcomes that he was like, I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the no-brainer obvious thing is, well, Aaron Rodgers must have done it because he's Aaron Rodgers and obviously everything's about him. But then you have to remember that Woody Johnson is that dude, guys. Like, and when I don't mean that dude in a good way, I mean that guy. He's the guy who in his press phone call 2 days ago had to be referred to still as Ambassador Johnson, okay? That's who he is. So, like, picture Dan Snyder, but not as bad a guy, more polished, a little bit smarter, and still down to metal. So there is a possibility that Woody did this because he wanted to, but what I maintain is you cannot tell me he would have done it if Rodgers was ardently against it. Sure, although now the word is, if Hackett loses play calling, though, that throws the whole thing into what do you think? Because Hackett play calling was what Rodgers wanted.
Yeah, and his play calling is what's causing them to be
awful.
Sucking.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why everyone believes Rodgers has something to do with it, because Hackett wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Rodgers. And I think Saleh would be there still if it wasn't for Rodgers.
At least.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you this. Let's luxuriate. Let's go beat Baltimore. Maybe I can luck out and run into you guys somehow.
We'll
and
find
then,
it.
And then let's be 5-1 and just sit back watching a Monday night debacle of the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. That sounds like a great way to spend a day.
Dude, I don't know how long you're in town for, but I'm going to the casino to watch Monday Night Football if you want to shoot over to National Harbor.
No, I will be immediate. I'm actually doing a straight to Baltimore Penn Station on the train right after the game.
Oh, wow. When's the holiday? Saturday?
So the holidays Friday night to Saturday night. So okay. I'm coming in gotcha. First thing Saturday. I'm leaving my wife the car. So Jody's taking me to the game. That way I can get nice and saucy and somebody's sweet and then just jump on the Amtrak and go home. You know, that's how you do
sound
it.
Sound like me, Peter.
That's a good plan. Yeah. Text B. He'll be in somebody's suite. He'll take care of you.
Oh, perfect. I'll be in somebody's suite, too. I'll hit you there.
Hey, thank you for the time, bro. Enjoy this
weekend.
Man, appreciate enjoy your
you.
Holiday.
Hail to the Commanders. Later, guys.
Hi, bro.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. You can tell he's fired up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell. It's hitting around Commander land. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. You can build a quick same-game parlay for Thursday night football game as the 49ers take on the Seahawks. How about Geno Smith over passing yards? DK Metcalf over receiving yards? And let's go with Kenneth Walker for an anytime touchdown. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? B. Mitch and Finley on 106. All right, we're about done. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They got Brian Baldinger joining them at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What we got to do right now, we've had a packed show. We're running out of time. Let's make some bets.
Let's go. Hurry here first. Well, hurry here first.
Jeffrey.
What up, Jeff?
Oh, man.
What, Jeff? What's wrong?
I went 0-3 again, man.
But just, damn, that's what you do, man. You're thinking about the bigger picture. Don't
worry about it. But this one was a bigger picture thought because I really wanted the Yankees to win last night, and I took
the whoever you bet on going to lose.
They won.
Yeah, they
took the Royals.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Out here trying to play chess.
Yeah, the cooler is in effect, dog. B. Mitch, he hit his bet yesterday because he went opposite of me. So he's sitting at 1-2 on the week. JP, you are sitting at 2-1 on the week. Because even though that bet was crazy, under 5.5 in the first four.
Yeah, buddy, it looked damn good.
That was probably the first bet ever in the history of B. Mitch and Finley like that. And Landini is, he's riding.
Shout out to B's, giving me winners.
He's sitting at 3-0. He took Jackson State to minus, what was it, 16.5? No, minus 21.5, and they beat them boys by 41. I don't know who I got tonight yet.
All right. I'm guessing Landini maybe knows what he's got tonight.
I'm taking the 49ers money line.
All right.
I'm taking the 49ers money line, and I'm going to take the Detroit Tigers.
Tigers, eh? Tiger style.
Gangnam style.
B, you could probably get the Tigers run line if you want it, plus 1.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
Give me the Seahawks, plus 3.5.
Damn
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, run line, plus 1.5.
Yo, Jeff, you really just did that, huh?
Dude, J-Dawg, stick together.
I was all ready to explain that this is a system pick scenario. You got a home team at night getting points.
That but, Jeff bet on.
But Owen Walker might supersede the system. Damn, Jeff. UTEP?
What's the chef name again?
Connor.
Chef Connor for president.
Chef Connor gets it done, man.
He just gave me a surf and turf. Some chicken thighs and damn Chilean sea bass.
You know where I'm going tonight? Harrisonburg, baby. I'm going over 60 in the JMU Coastal Carolina game. Boom. Chanticleer's Dukes. What you got on it, B?
Hey, I like it.
I would have taken the Seahawks till Jeff took them. I almost just choked. Thank you to everybody listening to the program. Thank you to Kadri Ismail. Thank you to Jason Lockenfora. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to everybody that
Me
called
and
in.
Me, Deborah, we're going with the Tigers, baby.
Watch out. B, Deborah, and the Tigers. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!